All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. And then there were four. We are down to four teams that still have an opportunity to call themselves NFL champions for the 2019 season. The Tennessee Titans are looking for their first Super Bowl championship in franchise history, while the Kansas City Chiefs are looking for their second and their first in nearly 50 years. The Green Bay Packers are looking for their fifth, while the San Francisco 49ers are looking for their sixth. But who will advance to Miami for Super Bowl number 54? That will be decided tomorrow. And with that said, here are my picks for both the AFC and NFC championship games. I want to start off with the AFC championship game tomorrow. Excuse me, at Arrowhead between the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Titans, they've gotten hot. They got hot coming into the playoffs. They beat the Houston Texans in their final regular season game. They went to Foxborough. They knocked off the New England Patriots, which was followed by a dominating victory last Saturday night versus the Baltimore Ravens. And how have the Titans done it? Old school basic football. Running the football a lot with powerful back Derrick Henry while also relying on a very stingy defense. And now the Titans, their task in front of them right now, what do they have to do? They have to slow down the juggernaut that is the Kansas City Chiefs offense. You look at the fact, when you look at Kansas City's offense, it's all about speed. Patrick Mahomes, a quarterback, the likes of Tyreek Hill, a wide receiver, Sammy Watkins, and of course, Travis Kelce at tight end. Andy Reid, the Chiefs head coach, has done a good job as far as creating mismatches for his guys. And when Patrick Mahomes gets that deep ball going, look out. But you look at the Titans secondary. They have the athletes to hang with these explosive Chief wide receivers. And more importantly, I think it's going to be important for that Titans front four to create pressure in order to slow down Patrick Mahomes, make him come off of his first and second reads, and look to that third or fourth read, which is going to give them an opportunity to get to him, rush him, frustrate him, and cause potential problems for this Kansas City offense. Now, Ryan Tannehill, he has been the quarterback for the Titans since Marcus Mariota was benched earlier this year. And the bottom line is Ryan Tannehill has not gone out there and lost any games. That's the biggest thing about him. Ryan Tannehill is a very confident guy right now. This team believes in him. He is feeding off of the running ability of one Derrick Henry. And this Titans offensive line, which is one of the best in the NFL, they know how to put a lean on an opposing defense. These two teams met earlier in the season, and a lot of people looked at it as an upset loss when Kansas City went to Nashville and they were knocked off by the Titans. This Titans team has plenty of confidence. You're going to see it tomorrow, and as long as Tennessee can control the line of scrimmage, they are going to be heading to the Super Bowl for the second time in franchise history. Kansas City is a 7-point favorite in this contest, but I'm going to go with the underdog here, and I'm going to take the Titans on the road by the score of 27-24. Now, moving on to the NFC Championship game, longtime rivals will clash when the Green Bay Packers meet the San Francisco 49ers in Santa Clara. And when you think about these two teams in the postseason, they have a storied history. You saw them meet in the 95 playoffs when Green Bay got the best of San Fran. You saw them meet in the 96 playoffs when Green Bay got the best of San Fran. The same can be said in the 97 NFC Championship game when Green Bay went to Candlestick and beat the 49ers. And then in 98, that epic wildcard game between the 49ers and Packers, which was capped off when Steve Young found wide receiver Terrell Owens in the end zone with just a few seconds left. These two teams also met during the 2001 postseason and several years ago in Santa Clara. So there was a long storied history between these two storied franchises. You go back to earlier this season when the Packers played the 49ers on Sunday Night Football, and that Packers offensive line could not handle that pass rush from the San Francisco 49ers. I look at this rematch right here. It's all about Aaron Rodgers getting that quarter, that football out quick for the Packers. You don't want this 49ers defensive line, which includes the likes of rookie Nick Bosa, to get in the rhythm and get going, because once they do, they're going to start pinning their ears back and it's going to create havoc. So I expect the Packers to get the football out a little quicker this time around. For the 49ers, still there are plenty of people who do not believe fully in quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. He's had his fair share of ups and downs, but it's all about Garoppolo getting the football to the talented people around him. The likes of Tevin Coleman at running back, get the football to him, let him get in space, and let him do his thing. More importantly, Jimmy G doesn't want to try to go out there and win the game by himself. I think this rematch comes down to the quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is a guy that people expect to win games, and Jimmy Garoppolo is a guy that people hope he simply does not lose the game at this point of his career. I think the Packers will be up for the rematch. More importantly, I think Aaron Rodgers will be up for the rematch in this one, and I think Green Bay is going to go on the road and get the upset by the score of 31-24. So, folks, those are my picks for Championship Sunday in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy Championship Sunday.